Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So Tracy has come in here, proud mama to Ella Grace.
Yes.
And adorable.
Tracy has come in here seeking parenting advice. And we
from
can
people
all...
who have no kids in the room.
Right.
No, but we all have dogs, and we've had dogs longer than she's had kids.
Oh, do not.
What's wrong with you?
So, Tracy, we are here to help. How can we do it? Just rub her nose in it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm kind of worried because in most parenting situations, you've got one person, like, and it's usually the dad, I think, but it's like one parent that's a little bit tougher, you know, that can... Mm-hmm.
The disciplinarian?
Yes, the disciplinarian, or the one that, like, you know, we talked about how I was having a hard time getting her to sleep. Jeff, I think you were out, but, you know, because we constantly race in, like, when she's crying. And in most situations, typically, I think it's the husband in the situation is the strong one that can say, no, hold out, you know, we're going to wait 3 minutes and let her cry. But in our situation, I'm way too soft, and Scott is just as soft as I am when it comes to everything. And I can't seem to change myself, so I keep hoping he's going to step up and be the tough guy.
Right. Uh-uh.
And that's not happening either.
No.
You didn't marry the tough guy.
Every little thing. I mean, if she's, you know, if she doesn't want to eat her food, we're like, okay, well, she's, you know, she doesn't like it. We're not going to make her eat it. You know, if she cries because, I mean, this. I kid you not, we watch the baby monitor, and if we're sitting in the living room and she even so much as squirms, we both bolt to her bedroom, which is like, you know, 20 feet away, and we're there within 1 second to make sure that she's okay, because we don't want her to be the slightest bit upset. You know,
it's not a problem right now. You know, it's not going to be a problem for like 6 more months.
Why do you say that?
Because right now everything's cool. She's just hanging out. You guys are home all the time, you know, you're still feeding her, so Tracy mm-hmm. has to be around every few hours. Like, there's a need for them to be there.
And she's 7 months now?
She'll be 7 months on the 30th.
Okay. 6 months from now, when
she'll be walking.
Yeah, and there's less of a need for you guys to both be there, and maybe you want to go out on a date night. That kid is going to lose its mind the minute you guys put one foot on the porch together.
Well, that's the other problem, too, is you would think, because we've also talked about how I have a hard time leaving her even for 30 minutes at a time just to go out. I mean, and I did it one time, and the entire time Scott and I talked about her mm-hmm. for the entire 60 minutes that we managed to be out of the house
there's only
away
been,
from her.
There's only been one time that you and Scott have been alone together in the 7 months since Ella's been born?
Yes.
And you talked about Ella the whole time.
Oh, uh-huh. Lordy.
And you would think that, I mean, I'm always looking to him to be the one to say, no, we can do this. We really need to do this. We're going to call your parents, and we're going to go out, and we're going to leave her there, and you can make it through the 3 hours. But he's worse than I am.
He is?
Yes.
So he's like, I don't want to leave her either.
He has a harder time with it than I do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've tried. We've talked about doing the crying it out thing to get her to sleep, and I've tried, like, I look to him to, like, you know, hold me up and, you know, stand by me, you know, talk me through this.
And that's where the crying to sleep thing is, where you just chill out for 5 minutes and see if she's still crying.
Let him cry for a few minutes, and then you go in and you check on him, and let him cry for a little bit longer, and you go in and check on him or check on her. But he's worse than I am. He's like, he's coming up with all these different reasons as to why we shouldn't do it. And I'm like, no, you can't talk me out of this. I need you to be tough here.
Do you think that once she is needing to be disciplined in the future, that
she already knows that she has us wrapped around her finger.
Uh-huh.
She's already getting to the point where she's manipulative. And right now, we just think it's the cutest thing ever.
Right.
But I know a year from now, it's going to be a problem.
I said to Tracy a couple months ago, she was like, yeah, we've only been out on one, you know, date thing or whatever. And I said, you know, if you ever want to go, Jessica loves babies. Jessica will be over there in a heartbeat. she'll be over there for 30 minutes or 3 hours, whatever you need. Totally, you know. And Tracy looked at me like I was speaking Korean. She's like, what? You want me to go where without my baby? Whatever.
I know. And I don't know if it's because I'm a new mom and this is eventually going to wear off, or this is just our parenting style and we need to be tough on ourselves, because I think it's going to be an issue and I can't seem to break it.
Hey, Whitney, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I just wanted to tell Tracy, I have two kids. I'm actually still buying diapers right now. But if you don't start disciplining her now and making her do things that right now she doesn't like, that she's going to be the 5-year-old screaming, pitching temper tantrums, and hitting you later on in life. Because the earlier you start, they just kind of mold.
How do you discipline a 7-month-old, though?
It's
like,
not,
I don't really understand that.
Are you talking about like when Ella doesn't want to take food? I mean, like,
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you just keep on trying it.
Or the crying it out thing. Like, right now,
you give her 5 minutes, you go in, you check on her, you rub her back, pacify her, try the bottle, only try for about a minute or two. Rub her back, walk out, give her 5 more minutes. She will learn. It is a tough couple of months. Trust me, it will be tough. But once you do it, it's no problem. They become more independent. You will be able to lay her down at her bedtime, walk away, and she'll go to sleep on her own.
And then it'll be through the night?
And it'll be through the night. It takes a few months, and once she starts teasing, then all bets are off.
Yeah, she's
how
teasing.
Long? But, how old should a kid be when they start sleeping through the night?
One of them started at 4 weeks, and the other one started at about, I want to say like 9 or 10.
Because I nod, like, I know what everybody's talking about. But when it comes to a parenting thing, I have no freaking idea.
I mean, every baby's different. Ella was sleeping through the night at 3 weeks old, but then a month later, she wasn't. So it just
because
varies.
She realized she could get a back rub. I'd wake up at 2 a.m. if I knew.
Massage every night? You'd get up for that.
But you do. You get a head rub every night, don't you?
Yeah, but if I knew that if I woke up at 2 in the morning.
I always have to bring that up.
Yeah, if I woke up at 2 in the morning and knew that if I just went, hey, and somebody would come in and rub my back. I would wake up every night.
It's
at 2
worse
in the morning.
Than that. She doesn't even have to say hey. She just has to roll over, and we're like, oh, she's awake and she's lonely. We've got to go in there.
Lonely.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a problem.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of you for admitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy new parent behavior, but at least you're willing to open yourself up and admit it.
I do think it's a first time parent thing.
Yeah. I'm a horrible parent because I'm too attentive. Like,
you're over the top into your kid.
You're going to be the parent who, I was at Target the other day, and there was, I don't know how far away from me this child was, but it was screaming at its mom, and I don't know what it wanted, but it was screaming, buy this for me. You have to buy this for me.
No. So then you felt sympathetic to that Walmart guy?
Screaming. I actually understood why the Walmart dude.
Yeah, that dude slapped the kid.
Elbowed the kid. Yeah.
I don't think you guys will be those kind of parents.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
You won't.
Because you'll never take your child out of the house.
No, I think they will, but I don't think that they will want to have an impolite child. Because you guys are both very, like, manner conscious and polite people. So your daughter will follow suit with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think when she gets the nasty behavior, like if she's acting bratty, I think I'd have a problem with it. But
Or the hitting you. That's really fun when they go through that phase.
She's
my goddaughter went through that phase when she would hit her mother in the face.
What phase is that? How old?
Ooh, I want to say, like, I can't remember, maybe like 14 months-ish or something. It was no, mommy, that's not what I want. Oh.
Can you be 100% sure mommy didn't deserve it?
Actually,
hey,
no.
Tisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was exactly at the same point you are, Tracy. And I had a 7-month-old little boy, and I thought I was beside myself. I was so tired. And I had a very old school pediatrician, and he totally set me free. He said, I have never in all my years had a patient die of crying. And from that point on, I let my son cry, and we slept, and he's 11, and he's alive.
Yeah, I don't think I'm afraid that she's going to die if I don't race into her room or
it's
if I'm
discomfort.
Not. Or I just don't. I
don't
so
want her to feel
afraid.
Unloved.
Yes, and I'm so afraid there's going to be some type of like psychological consequence because she didn't get my love for 2 minutes or something. You know, like it's going to resurface 30 years from now and she's going to have issues.
But at some point, either you or Scott will have to step up and be the tougher.
And I want it to be him, but he won't.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
Hey, Andrea. Or is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's
Andrea.
Andrea. Yeah, the normal one. The non-pretentious one.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to ask Tracy, did her and her husband talk about parenting styles before Ella Grace got here? Because I have a 10-month-old son, and my husband was always like, I know that you're going to be the one spanking him in Walmart or putting him in timeout, and I'm going to be the one running behind you. And so I was just curious about that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the sense that, like, we know that neither one of us are spankers, you know, that we're going to be more timeout people and stuff like that. And we've talked about it, like, you know, watching Super Nanny and wondering, oh, God, how do the parents let it get that bad? But now that I'm a parent, I know exactly how they let it get that bad.
Because your child is perfect and there's no reason to discipline them or not run to their every need because they're so helpless right now.
So I just need you guys to tell Scott to toughen up.
Okay.
Well, I actually have I have an idea. I think you guys both need tough love, you know? So okay. I think, I mean,
we're going to swap and I'm going to take Sasha for a week.
No, it doesn't have to be that extreme, but I think you need to sometime in the next week or so, next 7 days. Or you know, we might have to extend it cuz we do have a health issue here. But Melissa has been doing a lot of baby talk. Yep. Katie Jo loves babies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tracy, you live walking distance to some great restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point Melissa and Katie Jo come to your house at dinner.
We'd be happy to do that.
They'll bring a pizza. They'll sit in the house with Ella, eat their pizza, and you and Scott have to leave the house for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. No phone call, no check-in, 1 hour.
Oh, I don't know.
And the topic of Ella Grace is off of the table.
No, that won't happen.
No.
there's zero chance of that happening.
But baby steps.
There is an open invitation that Katie and I will babysit Ella for 1 hour while y'all go to dinner.
It's 1 hour. It's you have to be dinner. You walk down, you have a glass of wine, and get an ice cream cone. Done. You're back.
We'll talk about it.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.